How's it going?
Hello, good to see you.
Good to see you. How are you? Good.
I'm good. Sweating a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little hot. I brought the heat with you.
Yeah, that's, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's broken.
I know. Listen, we rearranged.
All right, so it's not broken. I guess this is a new f***ing building.
Yeah.
You know, it's trash.
Yeah, we really messed things up. We said we were going to blame it on you if anyone said anything.
So. Oh, don't worry. I'm used to being blamed for things that aren't
the fall
my fault.
For us.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice. How's it going?
It's going.
Yeah.
It's zooming.
Yeah.
I'm going well. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too.
I interviewed you a couple years ago.
I know. I remember.
And then on Zoom.
I remember.
And you called me your friend in the last
interview.
So I had a shirt made.
Oh, yes.
That says best friend.
That's amazing.
Because I feel like now, the third time, now we're at the next level of a friendship.
BFFF.
Yeah. We actually got one made for you too.
Did you? Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
That means a lot to me.
Yeah. We just thought, you know, if you ever want to wear it on a red carpet or...
Put it on.
Yeah? You can do it?
Yeah, of course. I'll put it on over my jumper, of course.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I don't want it disrobed.
That'll just make you more warm.
Yeah, well, worth it.
Commit to the bet.
Of course. Do anything for friendship.
Ah, so nice.
Oh, God, this is... Make sure you leave this in so it doesn't look like...
Yeah, this will just be the whole clip. Look at that. Best friends. Hell yeah.
Come on now.
Love it. Congratulations on all the things.
Thank you.
So much going on.
Yeah, so much going on, and at the same time, nothing's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. How are you feeling now?
Nice. I'm feeling good. I feel a bit tired.
Yeah.
A bit sticky.
Yeah.
Those two aren't related.
Okay.
At all. Just a little bit sticky, more sticky than I would like to be. But it's that sweet, sweet Toronto heat.
Yeah, I know. You brought the heat.
I've never experienced it warm here before.
Oh, nice.
It's usually cold, chilly.
Yeah, right.
A brisk breeze.
Yeah.
Chafing your nipples. But
speaking of nipples, we saw your nipples yesterday on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How was your?
And what about that Instagram? Let the guys' nipples on. Am I right?
Yeah. Free
hashtag
the nipple.
Hashtag free the nipple Instagram. It's about damn time, you sickos.
How's your golf game?
My golf game is bad. I only just started.
Oh yeah.
My friend Niall, my other best friend.
Oh.
Niall Horan.
You have another best friend?
That's... Yeah, I got like a couple.
Okay.
Mm, listen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of radio hosts around the world.
Yeah, I know.
No, but yeah, he bought me some clubs.
Oh, nice.
And I've been going. We call it slapping the whitey.
Okay.
We've been going slapping the whitey around the globe, and
yeah.
It's been quite fun.
It's good.
I'm not good at it, right. But I try. Have you ever golfed?
I have golfed once, and it did not go well.
Yeah, it's quite addicting, though.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah,
everybody's into it.
It's sort of like you're trying your hardest. And you're getting nothing.
Right.
There's something quite, I guess, there's something quite comforting in that.
Yeah, true. Nice and slow.
Yeah.
Tour's been going well. Looks like it's been going great.
It's been awful.
Yeah.
Every minute of it I've hated.
The worst.
It has been disgusting. Do you know what I've realised? I hate the general public.
Oh, yeah?
Disgusted by them all. No, I'm joking. It's been lovely. Everyone's been very nice, especially... All the people who buy tickets to the gigs.
Yeah, totally.
They are the best ever.
Tonight you're doing something like a little more intimate. So how does that feel for you to...
Yeah, it feels good. I like to be intimate.
Yeah.
Intimate with people. I mean, that's what... To be fair, Canada were playing arenas.
Right.
But in everywhere else on this North American tour, it's been kind of like smaller shows. So I've been getting used to the intimacy.
Do you have a preference?
Listen, I really like... For playing the gigs... Intimate. I love being able to see people's faces. I love like being close to people. However, financially, the arenas. I'm not making any money from this tour. Let's put it that way.
No,
we are breaking even.
Yeah.
Just. So and you know what I mean. But for like my soul, intimate.
Okay.
For. You know. Backing up the. Brinks truck.
Yeah. Not so much.
Not so much.
Yeah.
But I love both.
Yeah.
But I love people. I love people.
Okay.
But I love money more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I definitely know what you're saying.
Yeah.
For sure. We learned a lot about you in the documentary.
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah. Even up to your like masturbation schedule?
Yes.
That was in there?
Now, I haven't watched the film in a while.
You haven't? No, okay.
What part is
it? You bring it up at one point where you go, I'm in the studio, then I go...
Have a wank.
Yeah.
Can you see wank?
Yeah.
Have a wank. You do learn a lot. My masturbation schedule, my mother picking me up from a one-night stand because I had a panic attack.
Right.
Listen, I'm bearing all.
Was there anything that they didn't include in the documentary that you're like, oh, I thought that they would have, or that you wanted them to?
Yeah, I insisted that they stay in the room for one of my lovemaking sessions. And they stayed in. They were reluctant, but they stayed in. And they cut it out, which I was a bit gutted about. But perhaps that's the sequel.
Right, yeah.
It's depressing, the film, wasn't it?
Yeah, but beautiful.
It's beautifully sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so... Do you know when I first got the... fucking draft back for it. I was like, it was so sad that I was like, do I die at the end of this?
Right.
That's how sad it was.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
11 will.
I don't.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for you guys. But there's always a sequel.
Exactly. It was very relatable though. I thought it was great.
Thank you very much,
you did
Sharon.
A great job.
No, I was nervous. I was nervous.
Right, yeah.
But I'm glad it's out. And the response has been nice. And people have been very like, wholesome is the word I'll use.
Yeah.
It's restored my faith in humankind.
There you go.
Who I just moments ago said I hated.
Right.
So it's a real 180 I've done there. But yeah. It has been really nice and people have been lovely. And I won't be making, I don't know if you've made a documentary about your life.
Not yet.
I would avoid it.
Yeah.
Just, it was good and great it's out and I'm glad I did it and it's thingy. It's quite annoying.
I can imagine.
Having a camera with you all the time is not fun.
Yeah.
And having a microphone on you all the time is even less fun.
I can imagine.
When you go to the toilet.
That they're in there.
Do you think about how much that disrupted my previously mentioned schedule?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Sorry, I'm rambling. It's
no, please.
It's quite...
That's
yes, it's not fun. You feel, the best way I can describe it, you feel like a cunt.
Okay. Yeah.
That's not as bad here as in America, is it?
No, that's fine. Yeah, you can say it.
Getting crazy. Yeah, getting crazy in here. iHeartRadio, uncut. I like it.
Now that you have connections with Netflix, have they come at you with like a comedy special?
No, nothing. And let me tell you something. They didn't offer me enough money for this. I would never make another film with them.
Oh, yeah.
That's a joke. I don't want to talk about my financials.
Okay.
Unless you ask.
How much were you... You talked about your net worth one time.
Well, my net worth, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
That's what I feel like it would be. When you Google someone, how do they know?
Yeah,
you know?
It's always way more than you have as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which is gutting.
Well, it wouldn't you want people to think that you have more than you have?
No, because then I go out for meals with people.
Oh, right.
And they're all like, the bill comes. It's like, oh, maybe Lewis will get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. boy done good. But boy, still frugal.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good way to be.
Yeah. Frugality is... Do you think Drake lives in a mansion because he buys dinners for everybody?
True.
I don't think so.
He saves.
He saves. That's what God's plan is.
Wow. Saving. We cracked it.
That God's plan video with him giving out the money
isn't
actually his money.
Somebody else's.
But yeah, that's somebody else's money. Like, he went and stole that from a bunch of like, you know, charities and then just started giving it out.
Right.
And that's why so many went under.
Being as frugal as you are, was there anything when you reached a certain level of success, you're like, oh, I'm going to finally like spoil myself with this thing or a family member or friends or something?
Oh,
you're like, oh, finally.
I haven't been buying my family members or friends anything.
Yeah. You have been or you haven't?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
no. What did they do? They didn't deserve this. What do they? They haven't helped. They done all. But I got into watches.
Oh, yeah?
For like 6 months.
And then not?
I'm kind of still okay. A little bit. But I don't, see walking around with a big watch on all fancy, you feel, again, here's that word again, like a
right.
And it's just not, I don't know, it's just not something it's just a bit too spicy, too flashy.
Right.
Too jazzy.
Yeah.
So I have a couple watches, but they're all at home. Okay. Oh! They're not at home.
Yeah, they're not at his house. They're somewhere else.
At my empty house. They're not in there.
It could be like a bling ring too. Louis Capaldi.
Oh, like a big thing.
Yeah. Well, like bling ring, you know that when they, that's like the group of teenagers that broke into all the celebrities' homes in LA.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't
like
know
Paris
that.
Hilton's house. It was like a whole thing in the
2000s.
I like
that. Well, I don't like it. They're thieves.
Yeah, they
and
are thieves.
If it was up to me, they'd be hung up by their ankles and people would throw stones at them.
Oh.
That was a bit darker than I wanted it to sound. But sounds quite fun.
Right.
Imagine the joy sneaking around Paris Hilton's house.
Oh, that was the whole thing. They would like take photos and stuff too.
Would they?
Yeah, not smart.
These gallus. They
I know.
Gallus people.
Yeah, there's a movie about it. You can watch
I'll
check it
out. Send me the link.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
For sure. Are you ever surprised about things that you see about yourself that make headlines? Is there ever anything that you like talk about in an interview and you're like, oh, that's surprising that like that's
Ooh,
the thing?
There was a article about me having panic attacks.
Okay.
I'm a sufferer of anxiety and stressful evenings. I said in an interview, a long-winded interview, that I have to sleep in bed with my mother.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have panic attacks and she calms me down. That's how bad they get. I was trying to articulate how bad they get.
Mm-hmm.
And then a tabloid newspaper in the UK posted the headline that said, Louis Capaldi sleeps with mum to get rid of anxiety. Now, I felt like, oh God, how am I going to break this to dad?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It was quite, I just want to be clear. I'm not sleeping with my mother. I mean, I slept in the same bed as her a couple of times because I was anxious, but at no point did we engage in any activity.
I'm glad that you're here to clear this up.
Thank you. I just want to, once and for all, put this to bed. No, not bed. No. That's weird. There was also one that I have a comedy writer.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Which I would be a lot funnier.
Right.
If I had a comedy writer. And I wouldn't be making jokes about farts and poos.
That is a good compliment, though, for someone to think that you like have some.
It is a good compliment, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll take it, actually. You've made me rescind what I just said.
There you go.
Thank you.
Would you ever want to get into comedy acting?
No, I can't act.
No?
I have trouble looking at people in the eye.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is. Intimacy issues. Okay. Not you, though, Shannon, because we're best friends.
Look at us.
Yeah. Right in the eyes. But yeah, no, when we shot a video for my song Pointless that never got released because it was awful. And I really struggled. It cost a lot of money as well. The label's money, which in turn, I'm finding out is actually, I need to pay that back.
Right.
Is that correct? Yeah. So any budding artists out there who think, oh, let's sign to a major label, just know, when you spend money, it's your fucking money. You think this everything comes free? However, what am I doing? A pointless video.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've really rambled through this.
Yeah. I was going to ask why I did the pointless video.
Oh, because I couldn't look at the actress in the face give an honest, a performance that is convincing.
Right.
I hate video shoots.
Mm, do you?
And I hate photo shoots. I did two of them just a minute ago.
Yeah.
They were actually all right. Okay. I just had to sit down and look pensive. There Sometimes people make you smile and
And then it's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Sorry, I'm eating into your time quite.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I'm munching through it like a gluttonous child.
I want to talk about Wish You the Best.
That, me too.
Yeah. What a good song.
It's all right, yeah.
I loved it a lot. One of the lyrics that I really liked was, do you think you could tell me everything, darling, but leave out every part of him?
Yes.
Are you a jealous person?
I still get
jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I'm not jealous as in like, I'm going to smash some shit up.
Right.
I'm angry. But I think we all get, not jealous, but like hurt. Mm. Like when you see someone that you could have had something special with, move. This chair is quite squeaky. Anyway, so.
Yeah.
Jealousy.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, jealousy. It is, it's an ugly word.
Yeah.
Ugly emotion. What the fuck am I on about? Yes, jealousy. I'm not jealous.
You get
but
sad.
I feel hurt. No. I'm kind of like an easygoing cat.
Right.
Meow. Do you know what I mean? But I just prefer, I'm not jealous. Like, I had a girlfriend once, or a lady that I was seeing once, that was messaging another guy the whole time we were together. And I was like, oh, that's cool, they're probably just friends. Because I didn't really, like...
think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, sure enough, took you 2 weeks to go out and date her. You didn't cheat, but you're still a...
Traitor. Oh, Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, got there.
Come on, Shannon. I know, we're
meant
to be
so
linked
sorry.
With women of the mind. But yes, we're not... Are you jealous?
Not... Sometimes I've been... I've not gotten in trouble, but have been told to be more jealous.
Yes, I get this. Yeah. I knew... This is it, Shannon. Yeah, no, I've had that as well.
Yeah.
You don't care.
Right.
You don't,
But then for you, you just... You write songs about people, so then they probably have a better understanding of how you feel about them.
The inner workings of my mind.
Yeah. There you go.
You want one more? I feel like I've ate into so much of a time. Should we have one more?
Yeah. You're the boss around here.
Yeah, I'm in charge. And you're Shannon.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here we go. Have you heard Niall's new album?
I have heard. In fact, I'm fucking so glad you brought this up. That lying little shit, right? He does interviews and he goes, oh, I send stuff to Lewis and Sean. That's a terrible accent. But he never sends me shit. I ask him and he says he will. But he never sends me all.
Really?
I mean, we're friends and stuff, yeah. But he never sends me music as if somehow I'm going to leak and shit.
Yeah, right.
Which I might to the highest bidder. So I can kind of understand it. I'm a bit of a rogue person, especially with a drink in me. So I can kind of, I get it.
Right.
I've heard bits of it.
Okay.
I've heard, I think, the song that's called The Show.
Yep.
I've heard the new single Meltdown that comes out in June.
9th? The album is June 9th, isn't it?
Oh, April
28th.
28th.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
The Show. Who said that, the 28th?
The new single.
Yeah.
She's Niall's biggest fan.
All right. Oh, right. So you, I was like, do you work for the label? That's good knowledge. I'll let him know. He's got some real fans at iHeart. So I've heard that. That's my favourite one.
Oh, good.
And we went to the darts together in December. And we had like a bus and it was me and all these big rowdy Irish boys and Niall was there. And he played us some stuff. And it's all right.
Yeah.
Don't sully yourselves. No, it was very good and it got a bus full of all of us rambunctious lads all up and up and uppity and rearing to go. So make sure you buy Niall's album, The Show. Coming out on June 9th.
And at that, thank you so much, Louis Cavaldi.
Peace out.